WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. It doesn't matter where you are. Chances are the traffic's heavy on Black Friday heading into and out of malls. Caddy Carroll was shopping at Tanger Outlet Mall in Myrtle Beach.
We have started recently shopping for our girls, and so our tradition is to wake up in the morning without our children and shop for Christmas for them.
Lake Erie and Lake Ontario generating lots of snow for northern Ohio, Pennsylvania, and western central and northern New York. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
If traveling, be prepared for very rapidly changing road conditions and visibilities during the lake effect snow. The bands could reduce the visibilities down to locally near zero in complete whiteout conditions.
British lawmakers have spoken.
The eyes to the right, 330. The nose to the left, 275.
The approval in the first vote for a bill to allow terminally ill patients to end their own lives in England and Wales. CBS News Brief, I'm Peter King.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The National Weather Service says a manufacturing plant in western Wisconsin shares some responsibility for the Thanksgiving snow that coated the area. According to a social media post, the steam from the glass factory in Menominee and normal weather conditions combined perfectly to create snowflakes for a few hours, covering hundreds of miles in some light snow. Law enforcement authorities also say the factory-induced snow caused major traffic problems, forcing them to respond to 16 crashes in the span of about 5 hours. A recent report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that the state ranks second in the United States for dam failures over the last 20 years. The study also found that dam failures have been occurring more frequently in recent years, leading researchers to believe that extreme weather caused by climate change could be contributing to the failures, as well as overall aging infrastructure. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources distributes $4 million each year for dam maintenance, but experts say more funding is needed. Oakleaf Medical Network has announced the expansion of their surgical center in Altoona as the region continues to look for short-term relief during the healthcare crisis. Construction on the expansion began earlier this year, and now the facility has two new operating rooms in addition to more storage space and offices. Healthcare organizations across the area have struggled with patient backlog following the closure of the HSHS hospitals, and newly planned hospitals to replace that loss are still a long way from opening their doors to the public. The U.S. Supreme Court is considering whether it will review an Eau Claire-based case regarding gender identity in schools. The arguments in the case, Parents Protecting Our Children versus Eau Claire Area School District, are over a school policy that provides resources for students questioning their gender identity. The parent group that brought the case is arguing that the policy encourages their kids to hide important aspects of their health from them. Lower courts dismissed the case because no children of the parent group are actually involved. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers won in prime time, 30-17 over the Miami Dolphins. Green Bay jumped out to a 24-3 lead. I asked wide receiver Christian Watson how much the running game with running back Josh Jacobs helped the offense.
This is all 11 when it comes down to running, you know, making sure we're blocking on the outside because, you know, Josh is bound to break one at any time. And then, you know, obviously that helps us, you know, in other scenarios where, you know, they think runs come in, they load the box and we're able to get it out to the perimeter.
The Packers improved to 9-3 and faced the Lions next week. The Dolphins fall to 5-7. Are their playoff hopes over? Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa.
You know, I wouldn't say the dream's dead for our team just yet. Anything can happen in this league. You know, we're going to watch the film. We're going to look over things that we need to get better at. We're going to come back next week, and we're just going to keep chopping wood.
College football, Wisconsin hosts Minnesota today. The Badgers need a win to keep their streak of bowl game invitations of 22 years in a row still alive. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today, gradually becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. Our high today in the upper teens to low 20s. Tonight, mostly clear, our low between 5 and 10. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, upper teens to low 20s. By Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's all about comedy as I welcome Chicago comedian Pat McGann and host of MeTV's Tune In With Me, Bill Leff. And we get a sneak peek at a new show called Wabino Volunteer Fire.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Friday, TGIF. It is November 29th. Yes, it is Black Friday across America. A great day to be Wisconsinite. Great to have you along with us. Hopefully you had a wonderful Thanksgiving with family and friends. Mr. Zommers, did you see that Packer game last night?
I did, and boy, it was a doozy.
It was a doozy. Full disclosure, we're pre-recording today's show just a little bit early so we can enjoy time with family and friends during this Thanksgiving Day early weekend here, but we're going to have a little bit of new content for you. Look back, also going to replay our conversation earlier in the year with General May and all the great men and women of the Wisconsin Air National Guard. They invited us up there earlier this year for their Northern Lightning, where they bring the planes in and kind of do war exercises up there at Volk Field. Just spectacular. We were literally about 100 yards off the tarmac, and it was spectacular. And just some wonderful conversations with the people who keep us safe, who defend our country, who put themselves behind all the rest of us, swear allegiance to the Constitution and uphold that. And we'll get to know some of these wonderful pilots and support people and talk to Brigadier General David May later on in the show.
Yeah, when we did that show live, I wasn't there, of course. I mean, I was here behind the board. But in the video, right before the show started, behind Todd, I could see they had a jet take off. That was really cool.
It was super cool. I mean, just you can almost feel, certainly just the volume of sound being that close. I mean, you can really feel it. They are powerful aircraft, that is for sure. So that's coming up in hour two. Don't forget, many of our stations are all ready if you want to listen to content that is actual live right now. Many of our stations across the Civic Media Radio Network have switched over and are carrying the Badger game, the Big Axe game happening at Camp Randall right now. And as we record this show early, that's where, as you listen to this, I am in the stands right now with my good friend Rob Wheat. We are watching what could be a pivotal game. Now, we're pre-recording this before the Nebraska game, so I don't know. I had a bad feeling going into Nebraska. I'm not sure if the Badgers pulled it out or not. But if they did not, that means that Wisconsin very well has to win today against the PJ Flexters, the Golden Gophers of Minnesota, in order to get six wins, which would make them technically bowl eligible. If they don't, it would be the first time in like 22 years that Wisconsin has not won at least six games and gone to a bowl. So, and of course, the Axe is up for grabs as well. The big trophy game between Wisconsin and Minnesota in college football, oldest rivalry trophy game in American history in terms of college football, the Axe, Paul Bunyan's Axe. the greatest trophy in college football, in my humble opinion.
I have to agree.
And it's bragging rights, right? And ever since PJ Fleck came to town, they've made a game of it. I got to give them credit. And they've won in Madison before. So
I will say,
big game today.
The Golden Gophers do have one good thing going for them.
What's that?
And that's that years ago when Dr. Kristen Lyerly attended that school,
yes,
she was Goldie the Gopher.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yes. She would be a great Goldie the Gopher. I prefer Bucky Badger, but Dr. Lyerly is fantastic. That game, Minnesota at Wisconsin, Badger football right now happening on many of our stations, including WRCE in Richland Center. If you want to listen to that game, simply go to the Civic Media app. You can download it for free at your iPhone or Android app store. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King calls a deal. And then open it up and scroll down to WRCE in Richland Center. Click on that, and you can hear Matt LaPay, Mark Tauscher, and the gang calling that final home game for the Badgers. I mean, they're clearly not going to make the playoffs. They'll be lucky to win this one and get a bowl game. But it's going on right now. You can hear it for free on the Civic Media app. Also, of course, today, Black Friday. Named as such because, I guess, years and years ago, this was the day that retailers hoped to go into the black in their profit columns. That if they had really big days leading up, you know, the kickoff to the holidays, that they would go in the black and everything from here, the rest of the year was profit. That's kind of where the name comes from. Now, Mr. Summers, have you traditionally been a Black Friday shopper?
I was never a wait in line at the stores at 4 a.m. Black Friday shopper, but I have been a go to your local game store mostly Black Friday shopper.
All right. Very good, yeah.
Although the last few years I haven't, the sales have excited me less because now they're always on sale all the time for the weeks before and after.
Right. It's not quite, I think maybe to stop some of them, I mean, for a while there, I guess in some cases it still happens.
Insane.
Just madness because you had to be there physically. There was a limited supply of items that were at rock bottom prices. So you're right. I think people still do to some degree. But it used to be people would camp out, they would leave on Thanksgiving after their meal and go and stay in chairs with sleeping bags wrapped around them in line at big box stores to get a television for $150 or something like that, you know. And I didn't do a lot of it, I guess, when we were younger. And then there was a period of time there, and I don't know why, because sometimes my sister or her family would leave on Thanksgiving proper. And so it'd just be me and my mom hanging out on Fridays. And she would host for a while. She had a women's group that she was a part of during the holidays. And Home Depot used to have really big, nice poinsettias for $3 or $5, some ridiculously low price. And so we would go and go early to get those poinsettias for her for her event at Home Depot. And then we'd find some other thing. And I think you have to be there instead of going, oh my gosh, I got these four things I have to check off my list. You kind of have to embrace it and just go along with the goofiness of Black Friday and be able to laugh and roll with the punches. Because if you take it too seriously, then it becomes crazy.
Yeah. I'm just glad that with all the pros and cons of online shopping, at least Black Friday is no longer super deadly.
Right. Yeah, because for a while people were, they were fighting over a doll. You know, I mean, there's only $4 left. I got to have a doll for my kid.
Or I need this copy of the new Halo game.
Right. It was nuts. And in some places it kind of still is. But hey, look around. Sometimes you can find a deal either online or in stores during Black Fridays. And of course, tomorrow is Local Saturday, Shop Local Saturday, which is always a great opportunity as well to get to your local smaller town retailers who probably need your business even more than the big box stores. And so don't forget small town shopping, Shop Local Saturday tomorrow across many of our areas here on Civic Media as well. So here's the deal. As we, again, as you listen to this right now, I am at Camp Randall freezing my posterior off watching the Badger game, but happy to do so, cheering the Badgers on. I have an iPhone 11, and the 16 came out about a month ago, and I'm in it. It's held out pretty well, but it's time. I need to upgrade the iPhone. A couple of things just are beyond fixing. So I went to I'm not going to tell you which one, but I went to I've been with US Cellular for over 20 years. And I'm one of these people, as you well know, that doesn't like change. So it turns out they were very honest and said, sir, if you come back on, because I went to buy a new iPhone a month ago. And they said, well, if you come back on Black Friday, I knew I was going to do that, that the deals are so much better. And you know what? I really appreciated that honesty. And so I said, okay, I'll come back. I asked, can I make an appointment with you? Because I really like you. You're a really good salesperson. No. Black Friday, we can't. I get it. I understand. So it's first come, first serve. So the plan is, after I leave Camp Randall, I am going to go and wade into the chaos of Black Friday at US Cellular in Madison.
I've gotten new phones on Black Friday before. It's not very fun.
I understand. But it's going to save you $300 or $400.
Oh, yeah. I wish you luck. It was worth doing. But
so I'll medicate. I'll change my socks. I'll take comfortable shoes and just chill. Not Netflix and chill, as it turns out. But wouldn't that be spectacular if you can Netflix and chill on Black Friday at US Cellular?
I don't know if they let you do that in public.
Anyway, tune in Monday to find out whether or not Todd was able to secure a new cell phone over the weekend, or whether I just said, this is too much madness, I'm not doing it. So we'll find out.
We'll find out.
But lots of deals to be had. Again, recording this a few days before Black Friday proper, but just looking at the Best Buy thing. Here were their early Black Friday deals. Here's one. Let's see here. These are computers, I guess. What's your number one thing that you would buy on a Black Friday?
Well, nowadays,
yeah.
I mean, I guess it really depends on the year. I don't really have devices I need. Like, I've got a TV. I'm fine with my TV.
Right.
I have a computer that works. So I guess gifts for people.
Right.
I just look and see what's on sale and think, oh, that'd make a good gift.
For me, it's those bigger items. Like, I mean, here at Best Buy, here's a TV. 65-inch QLED 4K TV. Normally $2,000, Black Friday deal, $1,300.
Not bad.
Significant savings. I mean, still not a cheap TV, but still saved $200 there. So that's the kind of stuff that they had on sale prior.
Right. If I needed a TV, that'd be one of the things I'd look for.
Yeah. Mixers. Lots of people buy those big kitchen. I got a KitchenAid mixer years and years ago. I didn't buy it on Black Friday proper, but I think I bought it during the holiday season, big thing like that. So, again, if you're going to venture out today on Black Friday, do so carefully. and as they say, pack your patience and do it carefully. We're going to come back, talk a little bit more about the implications of today's Badger game, which is going on right now live on many of our civic media stations. A little bit more holiday talk. Do you put up a Christmas tree? Is this the weekend you do the Christmas tree? If you get a live tree or any other holiday decorations? Come back and talk a little bit about that. And then more right here on this special Black Friday holiday edition of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 21 past the hour of 12 noon on this Friday. TGIF edition, the 29th of November, 2024, a Black Friday edition. Are you a material girl? A little Madonna there, right, Mr. Zalmers? Are you out there buying those material products? Do you have to get the perfect gift?
Maybe.
I am. Well, I'm not out there yet. Going to be out there later on trying to score a new iPhone. Not because I want it, but because what's happened is, over the course of this, like I had this going on 5 years, is that the, like when you try to use just the regular old phone without your,
AirPods?
AirPods, thank you. It doesn't work. Like I have to have it on speakerphone now in order to hear the person I'm talking to. The speaker, the built-in speaker doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, you should probably get a new phone.
Got to get a new phone. So I'm going to be a material dude out there trying to get an iPhone later on this afternoon on this Black Friday. Wish me luck. I'll give you an update coming up on Monday. If you're on the roads, do so carefully. Lots of people. Madison today is a mad town indeed. Not only do you have all the shoppers out there, but it's also a big Badger game day. Badgers taking on right now Minnesota Golden Gophers on select stations across Civic Media. If you want to listen to that game, simply download the Civic Media app for free on your iPhone or Android device and go to various stations, including WRCE in Richland Center. Also, Amory carrying the game as well. And you can listen to the game there, Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher. Badgers trying to hang on to or get the axe. That's the trophy, the big Paul Bunyan axe between the Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers. And again, we're pre-recording this, so I don't know if Wisconsin at this point won last week against Nebraska. I had a bad feeling going into that game. We'll see if I was wrong on that.
The evil Nebraska Cornhuskers.
The evil Nebraska Cornhuskers. Because Matt Rhule, the coach at Nebraska, he's also up against a wall here. He's got to win, or his job may be in jeopardy. Of course, the Badgers already fired their offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, the air raid offense, apparently dead. Big decision coming up for Luke Fickle. I don't know. I said this to a friend here this week. I said, if again, we're pre-recording. If Wisconsin lost to Nebraska and they would also lose today against Minnesota, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibilities that Luke Fickell's job may be on the line. I know a lot of that's not going to be a popular opinion. People say, well, you've got to give him at least one more year. I don't know. With the way NIL and everything else is going on, I just don't know.
I've heard a couple other people share that same sentiment, yeah.
And, of course, the this is wishful thinking on a lot of levels, but, you know, former defensive coordinator and short interim head coach Jimmy Leonard is still out there and available. How ironic would that be? Fire Fickell and bring back Leonard. Now, of course, if they win the Axe today, all will be probably forgiven. He probably will get at least a half a year or one more year. Luke Fickell, but we shall see. On this Black Friday, are you a holiday putter-upper on Black Friday or this weekend? I know some people, especially this year, we talked about this in a previous show, that just putting up your holiday decorations early can kind of make you happier. And look, nothing wrong with that. I'm not going to be a hater on that. But mom is still, she still gets a real tree. And I usually go out sometimes with my sister's family and help her cut it on this weekend. So not doing it today because I'm at the Badger game. But tomorrow we will venture into the forest, just randomly choose a woods. And go out there. No, we won't do that. We go to a Christmas tree farm. And in Richland Center, there's Schaller tree farms. There are other tree farms all across Wisconsin. But again, if you're going to get a real tree, think about going to a local tree farm because, number one, it smells fantastic. And it's just cool, I think. Number two, you're actually helping conservation because well-planned out tree harvesting and planting, it's great for the environment. It cleans the air. It gives migratory species of birds, places to live and to rest and to whatever. And it provides employment. So check out your local Christmas tree farm if you're a Christmas treer and consider that. And you don't have to get a great big one or whatever. You can get a smaller one and just do that. I'm a big live tree person.
I've never really had a live tree for Christmas because too many allergies in the family.
Too many allergies. All right. Well, yeah. And they make some beautiful artificial trees now.
They do. And we also have one that's modeled after the Charlie Brown tree,
yeah.
Where it's basically a stick with a couple of little needles right. On a little wooden cross on the ground.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. And of course, you know, to our friends of the Jewish faith, I believe Hanukkah starts the day after Christmas this year. So they almost coincide. So
it starts on the 26th. The 25th, actually, this year.
Oh, really? It starts on the 25th.
The evening
proper.
Of the 25th.
Oh, great. So they coincide. So, and I've learned from my Jewish friends that unlike us of that put up a Christmas tree, most people don't, they don't break out the menorah a week or a month in advance. They wait maybe a day or two and get the menorah out and then have the 7 days of lights, and it's fantastic. So whatever your holiday plans are, if you put up a Christmas tree or just evergreens or holiday day decorations, again, not taking phone calls today as it's pre-recorded, but I think a lot of people, this is the weekend, you get through Thanksgiving, and then sometimes right away on Black Friday, you get out the boxes of Christmas decorations. And I think it's always kind of cool, especially, mom still has some of our little decorations from when we were kids or whatever. It's like, or you have stuff you took trips, family trips, or, years ago in 2012, we went to the Rose Bowl when Brady Ewing was out there with the Badgers. You still got a little Christmas decoration from the Rose Bowl. And you're like, oh, it brings back memories. It's not just about Christmas. It's about all these memories that you had as family or friends or whatnot. So
Black Friday is also a good time for decorating because then potentially, the whole family's there from Thanksgiving,
right.
And you don't have one or two people stuck decorating the
whole house. That's true, too. You have a cadre of people, a bunch of folks. So that's fantastic stuff. Coming up next on this Black Friday edition, we're going to replay an interview we had about a week and a half ago with our friend Reed Galen, one of the co-founders of the Lincoln Project and now president of the union, kind of looking back at the post-election politics and also what's ahead in 2025 for the union and perhaps for us as a country. And then in hour two, we're going to have a replay of one of the hours we spent this summer back with Brigadier General David May and all the great people of the Wisconsin Air National Guard up there at Volk Field. Not going to want to miss that. Stay tuned. Again, Badgers played on various stations in the Civic Media app against PJ Flexters and the Golden Gophers. Get your gifts out there on this Black Friday if you're a material gal or guy. Stay tuned. Right here is the All Ball Show for Black Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents about Medicare scammers during open enrollment season. The open enrollment period will run until December 7th, and during this time of year, scammers begin to target older residents who may not be as suspicious of the scam. DATCP officials say if you're not sure if a Medicare agent who has contacted you is legitimate, you should hang up and call Medicare yourself. Scams should be reported to the DATCP Consumer Protection Hotline. The Spooner Police Department has announced the arrest of a suspect in connection with a suspicious vehicle fire last week. According to a press release, law enforcement authorities uncovered footage from the area around the site of last Wednesday's North Front Street fire, identifying Raven Trudell as a suspect. Authorities say Trudell was taken into custody on Tuesday. They have found no connection to other recent suspicious fires being investigated in the region. The Washburn County Sheriff's Office assisted with the investigation. A group of Western Wisconsin residents have signed an online petition opposing a solar energy project in St. Croix County. XL Energy is still planning the 5,000-acre solar farm and has yet to submit its application to build it to the Wisconsin Public Services Commission. Residents opposing the project say they're concerned about the project's impact on farming and wildlife. XL Energy officials say construction on the solar farm would provide hundreds of jobs and aligns with their goal to provide 85% carbon-free energy by 2030. Law enforcement authorities have announced the arrest of a suspect in connection to an Eau Claire mobile home fire on Tuesday. According to a press release, 51-year-old Patrick Bichel was arrested in the downtown area shortly after the fire and allegedly confessed that he had started it after being evicted from the mobile park home. Nobody was reported injured in the fire, but the mobile home was destroyed and a neighbor's property was damaged. Bichel was charged with unsafe burning of buildings and is due to appear in court on Monday. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today, gradually becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. Our high today in the upper teens to low 20s. Tonight, mostly clear, our low between 5 and 10. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, upper teens to low 20s. By Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's all about comedy as I welcome Chicago comedian Pat McGann and host of MeTV's Tune In With Me, Bill Leff. And we get a sneak peek at a new show called Wabino Volunteer Fire.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome back to this Black Friday edition. I'm going to play for you now an interview we had with Reed Galen, the president of the union, co-founder of the Lincoln Project, in a conversation about a week and a half ago from the post-election analysis with Reed Galen. In Wisconsin at the Capital City, windshield wipers on, make sure your lights are on if you're driving in most parts of Wisconsin, as we're by the end of the week seeing some snow flurries here and there. Joined now on the broadcast by our ongoing contributor, a friend, I think I can call him now at this point. We spent a week on a bus, Reed, so I hope I can say that. But president of the union, co-founder of the Lincoln Project, and host of the fantastic podcast called The Homefront, Reed Galen joins us now. Reed, how are you?
I'm well. I live in Utah.
Yeah.
Winter has arrived.
What we're going to have you do, because winter has arrived in Utah there. Maybe it's affecting the mic. It's all fuzzy again, so I'm not sure. So we'll give Reed a second to readjust his mic, and kind of when he unplugs it, plugs it back in, we'll give you a chance to work on that for a second and try this out. Just want to, while he's doing that, we're going to be, again, we'll ask Reed when he comes back here in a second about, the fallout from this election. And there's a lot of people going off of X now and going on Blue Sky, something I was on early on, how that's affecting things. And what about these Trump appointments, particularly the one in the FCC? How much retribution will there be moving forward? So, these are all questions, I think, as we kind of, here's a one texter from Robert from McFarland and WMDX says, are y'all leaving Twitter for Blue Sky? It's a lot better up in the sky. I've been using it for almost a year. It's easy to use if you're older and a lot more control on the user side. Great question, Robert. And yes, I was fortunate enough to have a buddy of mine who was kind of in that, he's in the tech world out there in Silicon Valley. And when Blue Sky first started, you were only able to be on via invite. And so I was on, I'm barely on, but I'm on. And so, but I'm staying on X because I don't want to leave. I think, why leave? They're going to have to force me off. So we'll see. I believe the snow has cleared in Utah, and Reed is back with us. Reed, thanks for coming on. And have you guys got snow yet out there in Utah?
We have. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Hello,
now.
Wisconsin. All right. We do. We've had some snow. We had about 5 inches last week. It's been cold. And so I think, I don't know how much more we're due for, but, look, we live in the mountains here, Todd, so we like snow.
Right.
And we'll have it probably on the ground until May. So, it's the best 7 months of the year.
Settle in a little bit. So I want to get into this stuff about socials and that kind of thing. But first, Reed, look, you, for those who might not know, you were so generous. First of all, thank you again to you and the union for providing our wheels, literally, as we took that bus around the state of Wisconsin, you and your contributors and the supporters of the union. But you spent time here. I mean, we were eating in small cafes and in bars and the Norsky Nook and going to Green Bay. You got a sense of Wisconsin and what was going on here. What's just your overall takeaway after this election?
First of all, thank you, Todd. Thank you and everybody at Civic Media for having us. I loved it. And, obviously traveling with Trigby is always a trial. We can say that. But he's probably listening and very angry right now. But no, look, I loved it. And I think that the reason why I loved it, Todd, is not only because I think that you and Civic, have grown such an incredible community, but because I think it's important that when you get out of the bubbles that we live in, and we all live in our bubbles, regardless of where they are, and remind yourself, and I know this is going to sound trite, but it doesn't make it not true, that there are more things that unite us than divide us. And that I think that when you go and, we were, near Richland Center, where you're from, we were in Viroqua, your mom came to see us. We had a buddy of yours stop by, right? Just happened to be walking down the street. And these communities are so tight-knit, and they have taken care of each other and their own, because so much of what the rest of the world has going on, I think, has left them behind. And when we say, oh, yeah, you know, these voters, they quote, feel left behind, I think, unfortunately, Todd, in a lot of cases, it's because they have been.
Yeah.
That a lot of the, you know, things that I take for granted from an educational perspective, from a success perspective, from a lifestyle perspective, I'm incredibly lucky. But, you know, I tell the story of when we were pulling out of Wisconsin Rapids, and on the right side, there's this gigantic building. And I said, what is that? And you all said, that's the paper mill that went out of business, what I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it took 900 jobs with it in a town of 20,000. That is seismic for a town that size. Mm-hmm. That is traumatic for everybody that lives there. And the idea that it's like, oh, well, right, like that's not OK. And I'm not saying that government should do everything. I'm just saying that when we see why people are angry, right, when you hear them and when you talk to them, you can see why. Yes, there's social issues and social media and, you know, right wing media and all the other stuff. Yes. But it all has a willing audience or a receptive audience, because a lot of times those bad actors are speaking to people who feel like that the American dream has gone. And for a lot of them, Todd, unfortunately, it's true.
We're talking with Reid Galen, president of the Union, co-founder of the Lincoln Project, and host of the fantastic podcast called The Homefront. Reid, I've come to the belief, I've really tried to be really self-reflective over those last week and a half, trying to take my personal biases and emotions out as best I can and just say, okay, let's, you know, I keep saying the old Ted Lasso phrase, be curious, not judgmental. That doesn't mean giving up your principles, but at least try to figure out why.
I can be both.
right. but you said this on the bus, and you said, look, it's not inconceivable that Trump could win, but it's going to have to be a sausage fest at the voting booth for that to happen. Meaning it has to be a lot of young white males, which are traditionally tough to get out. As it turned out, Reid, it wasn't just that happened. There were a lot of young Hispanic and black males that came out. It was a sausage fest.
I think that's right. But also, you know, there were a lot of men, but 53% of white women pulled the lever for Trump, Todd, knowing everything they know about him.
Right.
And so I think that what we have seen here is, and you know, 2 million urban voters stayed home rather than pulled the lever for Kamala Harris. So I think that we have to determine, and it's going to take a minute, and I think that's okay, but we don't have a lot of time, whether or not this is one purely of messaging, whether or not this is purely, you know, the Joe Rogan effect, which again, I think is 40 years downstream of a lot of work on behalf of, you know, right-wing efforts, or if it's a fundamental realignment of American politics, the likes of which we probably haven't seen since the 60s when Southern Democrats became Southern Republicans. And I think all of those things could be happening at the same time. Obviously, everything moves so much faster. But I'll say this is I always thought that Donald Trump didn't have enough voters to win on his own, that his coalition was too small. I was wrong in that regard. But I was right in this, and I'm not happy about this. As I said, Donald Trump can win, but the Democrats could lose. And I think that's what you saw, too, is if these millions of voters that stayed home show up, you know, this again, the margins in these individual states like Wisconsin were not huge.
Right.
But they were big enough that when people didn't participate, it wasn't enough for the core Democratic Party to overcome what Trump did. And it wasn't. Look, I mean, his margin of defeat in New Jersey, Todd, was 5%.
Yeah.
Right? 5%. Yeah. And so I think there's a lot going on. And, you know, I know our Democratic friends don't like criticism. And I'm not saying we should just go out and you know, beat them over the head repeatedly. Mm-hmm. But some accountability is necessary to understand, okay, what the heck happened and where do we go from here?
I want to talk a minute. I want to move to the future as well. But I just value your opinion. I've been wanting to have this conversation with you. For those that don't know, your dad was in Republican politics for a long time in George H.W. Bush world. You were in George W. Right. world. We've both left the party, the political Republican Party, but you have a lot of history there, a lot of institutional knowledge, I'll say, of that party. And give me your take on this, to your point earlier. I've been thinking about this. Have we seen this tectonic plate movement in American, not just politics, but culture and attitude. Let's go back to 1980. If Ronald Reagan had had, and I don't want to get into the debate about Reaganomics and trickle down and whether that worked or didn't, sure. But just, let's put ourselves back there. You and I are both born, you and I are both old enough to remember that. It was my first race I ever volunteered on. If Ronald Reagan had said everything about, you know, make America great again, morning in America, you know, all the things that he said, but he had said and done the things that Donald Trump did this time around, my granddad, who was a lifelong Republican, would have been like, oh, I guess we got to go with Carter for four more years. I just don't think the American public in 1980 would have suffered what Trump is. And to me, this election says, or at least we have to acknowledge to a degree, have the plates shifted where nothing truly matters about a person's morality or character at all. Am I right or wrong? What's your take?
It's a great question. I think what I have thought about is this is, we need to remind ourselves, one, that we are a two-party system. We are a binary system. I wish we weren't that way, but we are. We have first past the post elections. Whoever gets more votes wins. It doesn't mean you have to get 50%. You just have to get one more vote than the other guy. And I think the reason why I bring up those two things, Todd, is because I think it's important to understand that for political socialization, like you and I went through as younger men, and now we've come to a different place in our lives, most people are Republicans, and they're Republicans because that's what they've always been. Donald Trump is the Republican. He is now the normative force in conservative circles and for conservative voters in America. In the other parts of it, yeah, they should be disqualifying. I believe they are disqualifying. But if a Republican voter has to choose between Donald Trump and a Democrat, they're going to vote for Donald Trump for the most part. The quote unquote establishment wing that I guess I would have been a part of is functionally dead. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not coming back anytime soon. That's not to say that there won't be something different when Trump leaves, whenever that is. Mm-hmm. But for the moment, the party of Reagan, the party of George H.W. Bush, of George W. Bush, of John McCain, of Mitt Romney, it's gone. We have to put a stake in the ground at the moment he came down the escalator and say there was the before time and there's the after time. And we are now almost, it's hard to believe, Todd, 10 years into the after time.
Yeah, it is amazing. So is there anything else you want to talk about or add about the election before we move on to what's next?
I think that it's, you know, we take so much for granted, thinking that we know so much. I keep getting things wrong. You know, I know that there's a lot of talk about misogyny and racism, but that's never been, you know, absent in our politics. It wasn't absent 2 weeks ago. It's not likely to be absent 2 years from now. But I think that understanding that where we ended up is not, again, didn't just happen because Joe Biden stayed in the race or Kamala Harris didn't run the best campaign she could. This is something that's been going on for many years. The Republicans, as I've always said, and we knew this, right? When you're a young Republican operative, Todd, the mantra is just like, you know, the Raiders, right? Yeah. Just win, baby.
Yeah.
And I 100%. Think that Democrats have decided that like moral victories matter as much as electoral victories. And it's just not true.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I went up to Shawnee this weekend to see my dad and decided to flip through Sirius XM in my truck. I didn't really realize how many conservative, quote unquote, channels there are. And sure. And so, I mean, I think my take on legacy media, in my opinion, is even more dead than I thought it was. And number two, on the other side, you know, Joe Rogan, you know, they're better produced. They sound better. It's more uplifting. It's more fun.
It's
entertainment. And on the left, it's just kind of, it makes you feel like crap after you listen to it. Like everything's terrible and the world's falling apart.
Todd, we have to be because we're not smart enough to understand what really needs to happen.
Right. And you know, in comedy, they call that punching down. And I think there are voters out there that just got not just Republicans, but these in Wisconsin, the Evers Johnson voters or the Trump Baldwin voters, you know, they just got tired of feeling punched down and like they have to watch every single word that they say. And I think they're just tired. They're not all terrible people. Most of them aren't actually. I think they just got fed up and also were in their silo of information and weren't well informed. That's my take.
No, I agree. And that's one thing that, you know, when I was up in Wisconsin a few weeks ago, I popped my head into Sage's office and, he noted that, you know, you guys are having a real success in rural areas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because for the most part, Todd, they probably have only been getting one voice for a long time.
Yep.
There is opportunity out there. You just got to go talk to people.
Yep. We're going to talk more with Reed Galen, find out what's next for the union, for the home front, and what's next in 2025. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show right here across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Max Inc. Radio.
We're replaying the amazing live performance from an 11-year-old, plus new music from around the state. I'm Terry Barr.
Saturday and Sunday night starting at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey folks, thanks for joining us for our Black Friday edition of the Todd Allball Show. This is the rest of Todd's interview with Reed Galen, president of the union.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, now 9 before the hour of 12 noon of this Monday, November 18th. Right to the Rocky Mountains, at least to the mountains, Mr. Reed Galen, who is the president of the union, co-founder of the Lincoln Project, host of the great podcast called The Home Front. Get it wherever you find your podcasts. Getting ready for the winter season out there in the Rockies, Reed Galen. We appreciate you being here, my friend. Before we came on at the bottom of the hour, we played this opening today of Morning Joe on MSNBC, which I'm a pretty big fan of. Joe and Mika disclosed that they went down to Mar-a-Lago over the weekend. I have a problem with them going down, in my opinion, bending the knee, because I think that discredits everything they said prior to the election. I want to listen to Trump voters, but I don't have a lot of interest in trying to negotiate or listen to Trump himself. What say you?
Well, I think that's right. And, you know, we've seen this. We even saw this with the legacy media throughout the campaign, which was they have normalized him. If you remember Les Moonves, who was the head of CBS back in 2015, 2016, said Donald Trump's bad for America, but he's good for us.
Yeah.
And that's still true. He is the ultimate clickbait. He understands and always has understood how to make himself omnipresent. And now, you know, as we get here closer to the inauguration on January 20th, Todd, you know, there are big media outlets like not only MSNBC, but also NBC that want to make sure that they get a seat in the briefing room. And it's not at all guaranteed that a lot of people will. If there's a reporter that they don't like, they're not going to get credentialed. This is not going to be like Jim Acosta or Brian Karam, you know, years ago, like if they get thrown out, the Supreme Court's not going to tell them to put them back in, right? The Supreme Court's basically given them carte blanche to say, we don't, you know, we'll do whatever we want. And so I think that what you're seeing here is, remember that that Morning Joe loved to have Trump on in the 15-16 cycle. Correct. Remember? Yeah. It was only after he won that they decided, oh wait, this is, you know, being this is bad for the country, and our, and being angry about it is good for our viewers.
Yeah.
Now what we've seen is that no, like they need to be back in. And it wouldn't surprise me if there was a discussion somewhere. It's like, look, we need to have him leave us alone, not only because, to your point, as you said, as I was listening, you know, they got a guy at the FCC who could just say, pulled your broadcast license.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, do I think that would happen? I don't. But do you think that the people at Comcast, who owns NBC and MSNBC, want to take that kind of chance? I think the answer is no.
Yep. Agreed. Yeah, you know, I'll quickly touch on this. People asked about, you know, are you leaving X? To me, I mean, I've decided to stay on just because I don't want to be out of the loop. I use it as an aggregator for legit news sources. I think, well, why leave? Mm-hmm. I've also gone to, I'm on technically Blue Sky and Threads. What do you think about this part?
I mean, I left X just because the truth is I just couldn't stand the algorithm was all screwy, and yeah, everything I was getting was, you know, Russian bots. So yeah, you know, Threads and Blue Sky. Also go to sezus.us,
yep,
which is something that Joe Trippi and me and a bunch of others are trying to get stood up. We call it the social media site for sanity. And so you could take a look, but I think from this, from my perspective, if you're not going to be on X, let a thousand flowers bloom. Right. I think a more decentralized information space is not necessarily a bad thing. But anything that's going to help Elon Musk do something he wants to do, look, I get where you're coming from, and I'm not even sure I disagree with it. But I'll tell you this, I took it off my phone and it has been liberating in many ways.
You're a bigger target than I am too, Reed. So let's put that out there.
Great.
I mean, I'm just saying you're much more pronounced and have a bigger audience out there. So that just makes you a target of those bots and whatnot. I want to give you time, about 4 minutes left here. Wherever you want to go with it, you want to talk about the podcast. A lot of people have asked. Sure. I know you're not directly involved. You helped found the Lincoln Project. People have asked, is the Lincoln Project going to continue? The offshoot, the union, which now you're the president of, is that going to continue? Sure. And if so, what is your mission post this election?
Yeah, well, thanks for asking. You know, you'll have to talk to the Lincoln guys. I mean, I left back in July because I, you know, like you saw when we were on the road together, I really am focused at the state and local level at this point, and as is the union. That's really where we've always been, is at the grassroots with our 100+ partner organizations and tens of thousands of local volunteers and our state leaders. And for me, you know, this is going to sound a little bit uncharitable, but I think we have to get away from the performative talk of quote unquote fighting and resisting, Todd. I don't know what those words mean anyway. And, you know, the word resistance, I think, is great. You know, but I think it's a little bit of cosplay. Like, what does that mean today?
Agreed.
To resist? And so my word is work. We need to work. We need to get back to, you know, talking to the kinds of voters that, you know, we met all over the state of Wisconsin, the kind of people we met, understanding where they're coming from. Now, look, as I said, I'm not going to be a Democrat, but they are, all things considered, the only functioning pro-democracy party we have left. And I use functioning advisedly. And so, you know, here's the other thing. American democracy, like right now, we're at the water's edge, Todd. Like, we are getting ready to get pushed into the ocean. And I think it's incumbent upon all of us who can to stay in this and figure out, okay, whether or not it's in Virginia or New Jersey, which have 2025 elections, or everywhere else where we can say, okay, how do we push back on this? Because as you know, our old party is rapacious. It is predatory. Mm-hmm. They will take every opportunity they can to chalk up another win, to close off another avenue to voters' voices being heard. And I think we need to get back to a place where we are actually listening to them. We are finding and helping recruit candidates in every office up and down the ballot so that, you know, normalcy, which I know seems like a high bar nowadays, Todd, that normalcy can be on the ballot. Because what we have seen here and there, and I'm hoping we can try and scale it, is that when a normal, competent Democrat goes up against a MAGA nut, the normal candidate typically wins.
Right.
And we should do more of that.
And we thank Reed Galen for spending time with us.
93.5 The Tap. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's all about comedy as I welcome Chicago comedian Pat McGann and host of MeTV's Tune In With Me, Bill Leff. And we get a sneak peek at a new show called Wabino Volunteer Fire.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.